they have rainbows. And if black and white were full of you, to rule this world would be my dream come true.
Close, I feel it, I'm so close. Investing my whole heart while hoping it's not a hoax. I see other people with it, they get it, they make a toast. But the toast, they never cease, now they trying to get the most. Using the same yeast, but
oh yeah, what's up y'all? It's your boy Mike Bell. Thanks for joining me again for yet another episode of Press Podcast. Y'all know my motto, PRESS is an acronym, stands for putting relentless emphasis on seasoned success. And my definition of success is when you find God's will and you get smack in the middle of it, man. That's when you're successful. Even if you're doing anything other than that and it's working, it's still not successful. It's only when you're in God's will. So what you just heard was Dre Murray and Christian Gray. It's called Maybe One Day. Today, we're getting into a heavy topic, I believe, for Christians, man. And the title is The Contents of Contentment. The Contents of Contentment. On my last record called Collision Course, which is available on iTunes, hint, hint, for all of you looking for some good music. But on that record, there was a song called Content. And I've traveled all around doing that song, Content, and talking about how I'm content with where God placed me. But I think that the idea of contentment is something that we as Christians struggle with. And not even just the attainment of it, not the practice or walking it out, but the very definition of what it means to be content, I think we struggle with. Because I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes the question comes up like, okay, am I supposed to just be happy with the cards that I was dealt? You know, if God only gave me this one apple, for example, am I just supposed to eat this apple and be happy? Or am I supposed to be striving to do better? If I'm striving to do better, does that mean I'm not being content? And I found out that, no, it doesn't mean that. And actually, with the apple, what you got to do is, yeah, thank God for the apple. Eat the apple, but save the seeds. Yep, that's right. Save the seeds. Because the seeds give you the power to reproduce the apple that God gave you in the first place. We talked a little bit about that with Grace and Grind last time. So I want to get into some characteristics, because I learned a lot about this from John Maxwell, who's a great author and speaker, and I really like his views on this particular subject. So here are some characteristics of what it means to be content. All right. So number one, to be content means to be always expecting the best in everything, not the worst. What I mean by that, not expecting to have the best, but I mean always expecting the best outcome in situations. Being a glass half full type of person, positive, not pessimistic, not always thinking that things are gonna end bad. That's the type of person that is not content. A content person expects the best in every situation, the best outcome. Secondly, remaining upbeat even when you get beat up. And we talked about that last week on Hold On, that you have to remain focused even when things are not looking right, things are not going well. You have to keep a positive attitude. All right. Seeing, this is the third characteristic, seeing solutions in every problem, not problems in every solution. So a content person sees the solutions to the problem. The person who is not content sees only problems in the solutions provided. That can't work. That'll never work. That'll never happen. You know, it's just negativity compounded. The fourth characteristic of contentment is believing in yourself, even when others believe that you have failed. That's another one that we touched on with Hold On. Being able to believe in yourself when others think you failed. We cannot, according to Earl Nightingale, we cannot surpass the limits of our current self-image. So, despite what anyone else thinks about you, you have to be able to think positively about yourself and believe in yourself. Because remember, I told you, your feet only do what your heart believes. Head, heart, feet, right? You have to have belief in yourself. The fifth characteristic is holding on to hope even when others say it's hopeless. So expecting the best in everything, remaining upbeat, seeing solutions in every problem, believing in yourself, holding on to hope. These are the characteristics of contentment. Bottom line, being content does not mean being satisfied with a bad situation. It means keeping a positive attitude as you work through it. I'm Mike Bell. Thanks for joining me again for another episode of Press Podcast. I'll see y'all next week.